Kenora, after taking out Carnduff in the best of three first round, the U18 Kenora Cobras moved on to face the Cooper Canucks in round two of provincials. Unfortunately, the Cobras were eliminated by scores of 4-1 in Carnduff on March 1, and 7-0 in Kenora in the second and final game on March 6, which had been previously postponed due to the widespread winter storm on March 3. Game 1. According to Cobras coach Adam Vangen, the Cobras put in a very strong effort in the opening game of the series. Cooper is a fast team, but our boys skated with them and played a consistent game, said Vangen. Going into this series, we knew it would be tough as Cooper has combined with Balcaris, with the top five Balcaris players joining the team. We have not picked up any additional players for our provincial team, and we played well against Cooper. After the first period, we were down 2-0 and had faced 20 shots on goal. Vangen said the Kenora players settled in as the game went along and created more offensive chances. At the same time, we played the consistent defensive game we have seen all year. Late in the second, Cooper scored a third goal. But our team never quits and knew we were still in it. In the final period, the Cobras cut the deficit to 3-1 on a shot high to the blocker side by Brayson Conkle of Sturgis. Vangen said Cooper closed out the scoring with a late third-period goal. They play a very strong defensive game, which was our biggest struggle to get past, and we also faced over 50 shots in that game. Game 2. After Game 1, Vangen was confident the Cobras had an excellent shot at victory in Game 2. We know it will be a tough battle and everyone needs to show up ready to play. Our main focus will be breaking the puck out of our end and more shots on goal. The boys know they can beat this team, and we will do our best to make it happen. Game 2 in Kenora on March 6 opened with an evenly played scoreless first period. We skated with Cooper and played a tight game, said Vangen. In the second period, we took some penalties and played shorthanded for a good chunk of the period. With that, our guys got tired out and Cooper was able to get some key breaks. Cooper has a very strong team and moves the puck very well both offensively and defensively. The Canucks responded with 5 goals in the second period and 2 more in the third to close out the series. We came up against a stronger team, said Vangen. We worked hard and saw strong play from our entire team. Our guys should be proud of their play. We have had players sick and injured, and still came out to battle and play our best. Cooper's defense was very strong and kept our guys to the outside, not allowing our players to get many shots on goal. Their offense and defense moves the puck well. I am very proud of our entire team. We worked hard to the best of our ability. Happy with fan support? Vangen said it's been a treat to have U18 hockey back in Kenora for the first time in several years. We have been happy with our fan support. Playoff and provincial hockey is always fun to play and watch. We are happy to have the community behind us. Now that the provincial run has come to an end, the next challenge for the Cobras is the A-side Major Hockey League semifinal versus the first-place Moosomin Rangers. Games 1 and 2 were scheduled for Moosomin on March 10 and March 12 at the Kenora Civic Center. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.